I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We do know that God is able because he woke us up this morning. He started us on a new, fresh day. There's new things going on in the atmosphere. And we are so thankful. We are so worthy that God chose us another day. Another day. We are here one more time. I say good morning to everybody. I pray that everybody had a joyous day yesterday. We thank you, Fiji, for continuing to come on with us. South Africa, we thank you as well. United Kingdom, we thank you as well. We thank you, Canada, for your faithful and dedicated services. We thank you all over the United States of America. And I definitely cannot leave my ABM family out. We thank you, too, for your continuing services. We thank you for continuing to put God, making God your number one priority in life and just coming to and meeting with us at our executive meeting. And just know that God is definitely smiling on each and every last one of us because we're showing him that we're making a difference in our lives. And the difference is that he is number one. He is our everything. He is majestic. He is wonderful. And we are running and just enjoying and being delighted to be in his presence. So I say again, good morning to each and every last one of you all over this land. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Come on and bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Ben. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, for tuning in and our executive meeting in Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you once again for tuning in to thank you, Father God, for tuning in and setting up for God to be faithful. We thank you, God, for all the things that you've given us to put in our life just this Father God. May we continue to stay on the righteous path with you, Lord. This love that you showed us, God, is like no other. May we be a blessing. May we be a blessing to you, oh God, for the things that be a blessing for the things that are worthy of you, oh God. May we continue to, God, to press, God, knowing that you are the way, God, the truth and the life, oh God. Continue to, God, to show in us, God. Let us know, show through us, God, that you are a true worker, God, true believer. You are a true, we are true believers, God. Let the world know, God. Let the world know, thanks, know, God. Let the saints know, God, that you are worthy, God, to be praised, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for all the things that you do, oh God. Thank you, God, for the heavens, oh God. We thank you, God, for the earth, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things in between, oh God. We thank you, God, for the manifestation, God. We thank you for the words that we are able to open our mouth, God, knowing that we don't have to live in poverty, God. We don't have to live in distress, oh God. We don't have to live in worry, God. We don't have to live in awe, God. All we have to do, God, is lay close to you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day forth and all the things that we pray. Going on forward, God, we pray. In your name, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. And we definitely, listen, today is Thursday. We're almost at the end of the week, and God has kept us. And we all should just be so thankful no matter what. No matter what. The thankfulness, the thanksgiving, just giving God praise for each and everything that he does, and don't sit and come tiptoeing about it. Be bold about it. Be confident in the word that you're saying. When you're saying one thing about God, God examines our hearts, and he knows our motives. He knows everything, what we're saying, what we're going to say, and before we even say it, the beauty part of it is he gave us a voice that we can speak it out. We can speak different things into the atmosphere. And I am so grateful for the voice that God has given me. But most of all, I am so grateful for his book instructions that he has given us that was inspired by man. I'm grateful for the men and women of God that has accepted the cloth, and they're doing what they have They have told God, yes, that they will do. And I'm just grateful for that. I don't think that we say it enough. We don't give thanks to those that go before us, that war for us, that carry for us, that's woken up in the wee hours of the night, and that's, you know, interceding for us. And when I say interceding, I'm not just talking about it on a good level. I'm not talking about for just healing. I'm talking about just warring off different evil things that's trying to come your way. Just thank God. Be thankful to God that he has given you a covering or place people in your circle for that reason. And that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about today, but I just wanted to make sure that I'm not, that I'm thanking the different people that go before me. I'm thanking the people that's continuing to pray that I stay up on the wall. I'm thanking the different people that that's fasting and you know, carrying on my behalf, and I'm just so grateful that God touched their heart. Today, Minister Chiquita and I will be talking about is just remaining focused, looking straight ahead, staying on the right path. Over the time, we've, you know, just been giving out so many different nuggets. Prophecies have already came. Prophetics have came through. We've known them to be true. We continue as when the words of God come forth. We as a people in our humanistic nature, as stated before, we sometimes get to the place where we don't believe it, the words of God in the scripture. We don't believe it, and that's because we don't continue to be focused. We're not focused. Our minds are all over the place. Our feelings are all, our emotions are all over the place. We're not focused. And Proverbs 4:25 basically states, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. And in order for you to do that, you have to be focused. You have to be focused. We've already, like I said, the tools have, God has equipped you with the tools. God has already told you what lies before you. God has already placed that out. If you go over to Jeremiah 29, the plan for our lives was already predestined. It was already here. It was already established in the spiritual realm before the foundation of the earth. And that plan was, if you go over to Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Give you a future and a hope. This scripture alone encourages me, you, everybody that's under the sound of my voice to move forward. It's an encouraging scripture because God, what the scripture is already telling you, what the prophet Jeremiah, what the words that God had inspired him to say, has already told him, I need you all to move towards the future because I already know what's going on with you. I already know the different things that I have in place for you. All you need to do is get in a place where you remain focused. And see, the problem is, if I may sit and say, is that we as a people, even though God says, the scripture says, set your eyes and move forward, we like to stay in the past. We don't live for today, or neither do we live for tomorrow. We always go back to the past. And I'm not telling you, I'm not saying today, because I have a lot of beautiful testimonies that come from my past, but that's exactly what they are. They're testimonies. They're reminding me of the experiences that I have had with God. That's what they're doing. They're reminding me, not for me to sit. My past, if I sit and I stay in the past, that means that I'm not moving forward. I'm still stuck in that place that I was, God knows however many years it was. And then when you always thinking about the past, I can only speak for self. My past, I was dancing with the devil. I was dancing with the devil on every avenue, every stage, dancing with the devil. I had a plan for every scenario in my life because my plan was not the plan that God had for me. Even though I wanted great things, even though I wanted to be prosperous, but did you hear what I said? I. That's what Evangelist Nita wanted. It's not the fact that I was looking or even had time to go into Jeremiah 29:11 and to discover that God had already had something in place for me. Not the fact to know that it was already established before in the spiritual realm before I was even born. Not even to know that because I had my own agenda. And this is why it is so important to leave your agenda behind and walk into the agenda that God has for you. It's not what you have for yourself. And in order for you to look straight ahead, you have to let those things go. It takes me to the story of Paul. When Paul was on the road of Damascus, I said God examines our heart. God, even through our mess, God looks at how faithful we are, how dedicated, how loyal, how committed. Paul was loyal and faithful and dedicated to killing off the Christians because that's what his assignment was. He took his assignment and he moved forward with it. His eyes were straight ahead. He didn't look to the left. He didn't look to the right. His eyes were straight ahead. He just kept moving, kept going to do the assignment that God had for him. He was that focused. And this is why that's why Jesus met him on the road of Damascus. See, when you have your personal own experience with the Lord, it's going to make you want to move forward. It's going to make you continue to dig in, persevere, to continuously keep moving forward just to hear that little small voice. You're not going to want to stay into the same place that you were before because, see, that experience alone makes you forget about everything else. And the beauty of it is, see, a lot of people sit and say, why me? I'm just the difference. I thank God that he chose me in my mess to have a personal encounter with him. It was such a profound encounter, not just one, several. That made me want to change my life. That made me make a conscious decision to move forward, but to move forward knowing that God was right by my side. Moving forward knowing that I was never alone, that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Moving forward knowing that he trusted me, believed in me, and continuously on a day-to-day basis, even as today, to continue to strive forward towards the mark. And I am so grateful and so thankful of that. But it comes with a price. And that price is, see, God is going to do his part. You have to do your part by continuing to look straight ahead and fixing your eyes on the future. And that takes discipline. That takes discipline. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, but it is the most beautiful thing when you put it in the right place. And that's allowing the Holy Spirit in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Again, being in the will of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to do everything for you. God has already set it out for us. He's already put us where we need to be. He's already entrusted some of us to be in a place where we are moving forward, where we can't every day condition our minds, discipline our minds to not continuously look back, because looking back brings you hurt, it brings you pain, it brings you disappointment, it brings you shame. For some people, it brings love, it brings peace, it brings happiness, but it also can take you, it hinders you. That's why God, the scripture says, set your eyes to look straight ahead, not continuously going back and forth.
That going back and forth, shaking, turning your head to the left, turning your eye, turning your head to the right, turning your eyes, even looking through your peripheral vision sometimes, it's a distraction. It's a distraction for what God already has for you. It's a distraction. And until you and I understand that and realize it, you're going to continue to stay in the same place over and over. But this is, when Solomon wrote this, he labeled it father's wise advice. It's godly advice. It's letting you know, I'm tired of you staying in the same place. I'm tired of you continuing going back to the past where you whine all the time, where you complain all the time, where you go back to your ugly, old, ugly, nasty habits. All of these different, that's what happens. And you have to get into a place where those type of things are no longer happening. Come on, Minister Chiquita, let me add your let you add your points in.
And that is true. In the Bible, we can find that you ought to stay the course. You ought to stay in the blessed places, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You'll be blessed to follow His direction. But you'll do so best by following in His order. You don't go off your own path, off of your own path. You must walk a straight road that's set ahead for you. So there are different things and different types of stories that's in the Bible. And there's a one that's really sticks out to me in the Bible, and it's Aaron and Elizabeth. So if we are to stay on the course of God has designed for our life, we can live life without regret. Everything becomes a lesson, and every lesson teaches us to reroute ourselves back to a path of blessing. So no more losses we're going to only take these are lessons in this house of faith right now. So in the time that I was speaking about, we're going to shift to Luke 1. In the time of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly divide of Jebel. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them was righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both old. That was one of the things that they considered unfavorable in their eyes, but not in God's eyes. Even in the time period, they stayed the course. Righteous, but they still had to deal with difficulties in life. That's what remaining on the course means. You're going to go through some things in life, but no man is exempt from issues of life because there's no man is God. But you have to stay righteous on the course. But then in Luke 1:11, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But when the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayers have been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will call him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and he will rejoice because and people will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is to never take wine or fermented drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So you have to stop being gripped by fear, and you have to stay the course. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Fear keeps us stuck in a place that we can't pray. So you have to pray to stay in the course. Pray with real expectation. Pray believing that God is able. Trust God to come through when you pray. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man. My wife is well along in age." Doubting yourself and God is not going to keep you in the alignment. You have to doubt. You have to have a speedily expectation above and beyond all things that you can fathom, that God can do what he said he can do. That keeps you staying on the righteous path. Times get hard and times get rocky, but you are a man. You have to walk through these courts. Those things are to make you who you are and to get you to the place that you are to come into. Your blessed place, your harmonious place, your peace place, your place of joy, where God has set aside for you. Back to you, Evangelist.
And Minister Chiquita, those scriptures that she used, that goes to the it parallels with verse 26, mark out a straight path for your feet, stay on the safe path. Basically just letting you know that that straight path is a path of righteousness. That path is you're already looking straight forward. You're not looking to the left. We're not going back into the past. So we are that tightrope I'm always speaking about. We are on that tightrope because, see, we understand that when you're on a tightrope, if you just make one small step or you miss a step, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. But, see, God is not a God of failure. So he wants us to remain. He wants us to set a plan, map out a plan where you continuously, not today you're on the right path and tomorrow you're on another path. You're on a path where you're going to stay the race. You're going to stay the course. And that's another thing that I loved about Paul. When Paul took the assignment that Jesus gave him, Paul didn't look back. Paul did not sit and even though people might have been fearful of him because of who he was, a mass murderer, people were fearful of him. Paul still continued on the course. Paul realized what God had for him. God loved him so much, even through his mess, that he chose him. He transformed him from one thing of a perfect person of dedication, commitment, loyalty, and he came on the side with Jesus. He accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior, knowing that there was no failures in that situation, knowing that his life now would be led by the Holy Spirit, knowing that no matter what he did, what he said, and however people felt about it, it didn't make a difference because his assignment was for God and God only. His life, he laid his life completely down. He didn't have, you're not going to find in the book where Paul was having all these joyous parties or Paul would sit up with his friends and drink and start talking about the things that he did of the old, how many people he killed, how many boasting and bragging or getting into a place where he start talking about things that would put him in a place of being shameful. Because, see, with his experience with God, his encounter with Jesus on that road of Damascus, all of that was wiped out. All of that was wiped out. He had a transformation. And the first thing through those days that he was there with the prophet, blinded. God was transforming his mind right there. God was pouring inside of him. Let him know. See, he grabbed hold. He realized what had been took place. And he realized, okay, Jesus, I am with you. I will go where you want me to go. I will do what you want me to do. I have put the old things to the side. And now you are abiding in me and I am with you. And this is what God is saying, calling for you and I to do today. We know that things are not going to be easy. We know the prophetic came. Things are going to get worse. But the question is, are you in a place where you're setting plans, you're preparing yourself for whatever it is that you need? We already know that God's plan is not for us to live a disastrous life. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice, you have to be into a place where you make a conscious decision. And yes, that's what it goes back to, a conscious decision. I'm not talking about a random decision. I'm not just talking about a decision that it comes, right? I'm talking about something that you didn't thought about. I'm talking about something. I'm talking about something that you done fasted about. I'm talking about something that you done consecrated, that you done seek ye first the kingdom of God and said, Father, what is it that you want me to do? Here I am. I have made myself available to you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for choosing me. I thank you, Lord. Even though I was a mess, you still chose me. You still cleansed me up and prepared me for all of the things that I have coming before me. But I'm in a position now because I'm looking straight forward. I've got a plan. I see the plan that you've already mapped out for me. I've placed my feet on solid ground, and my feet is placed in your will, Father God. And now I'm walking on the path of righteousness. And verse 27 of Proverbs 4:24 says, don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. That's self-explanatory. It's letting you know, basically. I'll break it down for you, though. It's basically letting you know the things, the people, the places that you used to go, the people that can sit if you're not in a place, if you're not truly in God's will, if you're in an unwavering place, you need to get yourself in a place where you're stable, you're not wavering, you cannot be moved, you're anchored, because it's telling you, don't get sidetracked. So sidetrack is telling you, continue to obey my commandments. Don't backslide. Don't go back into the places that you used to go to. Don't go back into the places where you had a temporary happiness, where you had a temporary joy, where you had temporary finances, where you had temporary just temporary things. You know, I want to take you to a place. I want you to remain focused. I want you to put your feet on solid ground, because I want to take you to that place that I've already predestined you for. I want you to live in on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to understand that I do have mansions already built for you up there. I want you to know that my streets are paved in gold. But you, in order to get into that eternal life that I've already predestined for you, I need you to clean yourself up internally. See, one thing about the Holy Spirit, it's internal. So once it's internal, that means it's so many different things that's internally inside of you that may need repairing, that may need to come out of the situations, because we said, Apostle Temple said so eloquently all the time, the Holy Spirit is not going to come into an area where it's fighting to take a position. It's number one, all by itself. It holds a position all by itself. And if you cannot go in there and take that, get that hardened, that heart that's hardened, if you can't take the stone that's away from that now, ask God to give you a new one, creating you a clean heart. If your mind is so cluttered, always confusion, you living in a maze, you cannot go any further because you are just to a place where you cannot see yourself in a place of goodness. You cannot see yourself in a place of prosperity. You cannot see yourself being a overcomer, somebody that is a success, that can succeed. Ask God, Father, renew my mind. Help me, Lord Jesus, because I don't want to keep sidetracking. I don't want to keep going to the back. I want to be in the place with you, because I know, Lord, that you're right by my side. The scripture says it. Proverbs 16:8, I will not be shaken because God is right by my side. God never leaves us, neither does he forsake us. We always leave him because we go back to the old, because we're too fearful We're too fearful to move into the future because we're scared that we're going to fall. We're scared what people are going to sit and say about us or what they're going to think about us. We're scared to take the first step, to take to move our right foot in front of our left foot, because we are people warriors. We worry about what people say. We sit and we use our vision instead of continuing to look forward to the mark. We use our vision to pay attention. Oh, she up there, she singing that, she doing that. And you sitting there, you can't get what God got for you, because guess what? You looking over to the left. You looking over to the right. You worrying about what everybody else has to say. But see, that's not who God is. God accepts us just where we're at. He receives us just where we're at. And that's when we sit and we surrender all and we say, God, use me. God, I'm him. Isaiah said, yes, I am he. Isaiah answered the call. And I thank God. That's why this morning the Holy Spirit allowed me to thank the people that has went before me, to thank the people that can share things with me and to help me to understand and realize that I don't have to stay in the same place, that I don't have to have the same mindset. When things go wrong or I feel like I'm at my lowest point, I don't have to go back to yesterday. I can go into today and sit and pray and ask me have a brighter day tomorrow. But that's not what we as a people do. And now we are in a newness. We're in a newness. We are in a newness. Now, if you continue to stay in the oldness, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be one of those people that get caught short when God has already sent a prophetic word to tell you what to do, because you sidetracked, because you're not looking forward, because you have not mapped out the plan and put your feet in a place of righteousness, because you're not in God's will, because you have not, you chose not to sit and listen to God or to pay attention to God and to see when you had that personal encounter with God, God was changing some things inside of you. He was letting you know, I'm changing you. You're going through this. Yes, it may be scary. Yes, you may not. You feel like you out on a limb all by yourself and you might fall, but guess what? Even if you start to fall, you start leaning, I'm going to stretch my right hand out to you, and I'm going to bring you back in a place, because you've shown me that you're ready for a change. You've shown me that you're ready to be delivered from the different things that you got going on in your life. You've shown me. So because you've shown me, now I can start blessing you. I can put you in a place. They may not be big, luxurious blessings, but I can start blessing you. I can start using you. See, what people don't understand, when God starts using you, you are a blessing to other people. The fivefold ministry is made up of gifts. Some God gave gifts, the prophet, the apostle, evangelist, the teacher, the preacher. They are gifts to the body. They are gifts that God has to clean up, remold, shape back up. Let them have, they had to go through some things. They had a lot of, and they still do, sleepless nights, because one thing about God, he never wants us to get comfortable with him. Never wants us to be comfortable with him. It's always an element of surprise, but the question is, are you and I in a position to answer the call? Are you and I still stuck in the past because we refuse to look forward, because we refuse to have to go through some little things? Why Mary Sue and Betty Ann and Sister Blockhead and all of them are sitting and they got these temporary blessings or temporary things that they feel that they, and you have to sit and your stuff is coming a little bit later. You know why? Because yours is permanent. It's not a temporary thing. When you decide to make Christ your Lord and Savior, and you surrender all and allow the Holy Spirit, you surrender to the Holy Spirit, it's not going to be easy. Jesus said we had to bear our cross every day. He had to bear his cross. Jesus is my person, my very own favorite hero of everything, because he knew the plan. He knew the plans that God had before us, before the foundation was even established and set. He knew it, and he could have backed out of it. But he made a conscious decision, even when he said, take this cup from me, but not my will, but let your will. He was letting God know right then and there, I'm going to stay on the course. I'm looking straight ahead. I put my feet where nobody, no other man can go. Nobody else is going to take these nails embedded in their hand, embedded in their feet. Nobody else is going to take those stripes that's going to heal other people. Nobody else is going to shed the blood on Calvary but me. But I've made a conscious decision. It is me to take on this assignment, to continue to move forward, to continue to let thy will, Father, be done and not my will, to continue to not go back into the old things, not even boast about all the people that I healed, not even boast that I raised Lazarus from the dead after being in the casket for 3 days, not to even boast that I healed the lady with the issue of blood, not to even go back and sin and start talking about those things, but to continue to move forward. And saints, believers, it is so, so important that we remain focused. I know that we have a new president, a new vice president, different things are going on in the world. When my apostle give a prophetic, I believe it, because his words have always, they have yet come back void. And you know why? Because it's not his words. Thank you for the correction, Holy Spirit. It's the words of God that was inspired for him to speak. All I can sit and tell you is to be focused. Stay in a place. Don't get into a place where you're so focused on man. Keep your eyes on the sparrow. Keep your eyes straight ahead. So when different things come your way, they don't catch you off guard. You are in a place. Keeping your eyes straight ahead is, again, that personal relationship with God, that intimate time with God, that praising, that praying, that fasting, not getting caught up with what man is going to do, because at the end of the day, you, I, everybody that's under the sound of my voice should always know that God is in control of all things. But don't get yourself into a place where you come off the mark and you stop, you caught up in the world and different things what's going on in the world, and you taking your eyes off the plan that God has for you, because the world is going to continue to go on. You have to be in a place where you continue to be prosperous. You continue to realize that you are an overachiever. You get into a place when you decree and declare, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. How can you do that? Because you're looking forward. You realize that God is going to give you anything that he's not a part of. You realize that he's right there with you, walking right by your side. Again, I'm going to leave you with today. Just know that you must. It's not something that you need to second guess. It's not something that you need to put on the back burner. Just in your everyday life, you will miss the mark. You will miss opportunities. You will miss sayings because you are not focused. You're still in the past. You're still looking all around when what God has for you is straight ahead. It's not over there. It's not over in your neighbor's yard. It's not over there in your business partner's yard or whatever it is that you have set forth. It's in you. It's in you. God has already instilled it inside of you. You just have to work and allow the manifestation to take forth. It's inside of you. It's there. You have to realize when you're all over the place, and you in a, you living in a web of confusion. There's no clarity. There's no solid direction. And there's definitely no foundation because you are everywhere. You're pulling from here. You're pulling from there. You're doing all these different things. But if you move different things out of the way, let go and let God and continue and know that focus, that mind, like I said, is a terrible thing to waste. Stop allowing your mind to be wasted on negativity. Grasp hold to positive because positivity is what's going to change you. Remember, we have been talking about decreeing and declaring things, going in the Bible, finding scriptures that can help your situation. Start with confidence, with boldness, being courageous, and doing everything with love and standing on faith. You can move mountains. You don't have to keep going to the back. Go to the front. Continue to move. I don't care if you got to move like a caterpillar. A caterpillar moves slow when it's on the ground, but do have you ever paid attention to once it has ran its course, moving forward, whether it's going slow, whether it's taking inch by inch. When it is developed, it turns into a butterfly, a beautiful butterfly, which is now free, free of all of the clutter, free of all the mess, free of all the sin, but now it is free, just flapping its wings, landing where it want to land, going where it wants to go, because it has nothing to bound them now. Look for you. Don't keep going back to the past. Do not keep going back to the past, because the past will make you sidetrack. The past will throw you off of the course that God has already predestined for you. As always, ADM, ADM loves you. We are so thankful and grateful that you choose to come on and sit at our executive meetings, breaking the bread of life, drinking the living water, being in a place, hopefully, the things that are coming out of our mouths are acceptable. They are acceptable to God, which makes them acceptable to you. They can help you in a time of need. They can help you in a time of confusion. They can help you when you just don't know. Sometimes we're in a place we just don't know. And we have to be honest. I just don't know. Father, I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I hear these people talking about things, Lord. I just don't know. Can you? Please, Holy Spirit, can you teach me? I'm in a place. If I'm not in a place, Lord, I need to be in that place. You know what it takes for me to get there, Father. Sometimes ask. Don't sit and be on a closed mouth, or don't sit and feel like it's something stupid, because any conversation that you have with God is not stupid. It's between you and Him, effective communication. Lay your heart out to God. Lay your mind, allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Even if you don't know, Father, I don't know. He utters. The utterance come out for you. God knows. He made a plan for you and I. Continue to look forward for that plan. We leave you with peace, love, and happiness. And I pray that you all have a glorious day in the Lord. Sit like Habakkuk. Write your vision down. Sit. Pay attention. If you can't remember, start writing. The words, those words, you can go back to those words. And sometimes it's good to go back to words because it helps you understand how you're developing. It's sometimes good to go back to reread things. It shows you how you are developing, or it shows you where mistakes are being taken place in your life. Okay, I was here January 21st, 2020, and today I'm here January 21st, 2021, and I'm at the same place. Or you could sit and say, oh my God, Father, thank you. You helped me change. You helped me develop. But let go and let God. Those are my last and final words to you. Let go and let God, and trust the process. Don't lean on your own understanding. Stop taking your eyes off the mark. Stop worrying about other people and what they have to say. This thing is about you and God. Your relationship is about you and God. It's not you and your husband. It's not you and your children, your parents. It's about you and God. Ask God, what is it that you have? I know you have the plans for me, Father God, but help me, Lord Jesus, to get to it. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare on today that each and every last one of us will use godly wisdom. Stop falling on deaf ears to things. Stop using our tongue in a negative, speaking negativity over our life, but use it in a positive. Life and death, or of life and death is in the tongue. Choose that power in a positive and not a negative. God loves you. And so do we, but we do realize that he loves you the most. Have a beautiful day. May the Spirit of the Lord just stay upon you all day. May he just rest. You're able to just rest in the Spirit and know that God has you. God bless you. See you again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Peace.